Blog Talk Radio.
Here on Cutting Up Radio, we are excited to start the morning off with platinum-selling country music star Josh Turner with his newest album coming out today called The Punching Bag. And that hit song right there that we just heard is one of my favorites from the album. However, we're going to be listening to most of his songs that's on the new album right here on Cutting Up Radio this morning on The Morning Loop. But that song is called Time is Love, and how many of us can really relate to that song? You know, I don't think we take enough time to enjoy our family and our friends who's closest to us. And, you know, everything you do, just make sure that you get it done and get back home and enjoy the ones you love, you know? Now, my co-host each morning, Miss Ann, is with me. Welcome back to the show, Miss Ann.
Hello.
How you be feeling?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Yay. I haven't heard from you this weekend, but it was kind of nice. Just like, if any of you seen my personal Facebook page, let me let you know what happened. My basement flooded. And so, you know, it's like we've been trying to clean all that up. And it's like one thing after the other. You know, whenever you think that, you know, things don't happen to you, it always happens. And no matter what challenges, no matter how you plan your day, we're always taking a detour left and right, you know, because something comes up or whatever the case may be. So that's how my days were for the weekend. Just busy, 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 busy. And just really trying to enjoy peace and quiet around the house and trying to get ahead on my laundry, all that fun stuff. So what about you?
I honestly spent my weekend in bed sleeping.
Well, that must be nice.
Well, not for good reason, that's for sure, but
well,
sooner
you know,
or later they're gonna figure this all out. I think we got it kind of narrowed down to a couple things, so hopefully we'll get it figured out.
Well, we'll continue to pray for you.
I'll tell you what, these migraines are just, it's just getting a little bit silliness. That's all I can say.
Yeah, bless your heart.
A little bit silly. So,
well, you know, there's so much news coming out lately, one of which is that Carrie Underwood came out and said that she is good with gay marriage. And so many people are talking about it. You know, I agree. I'm good with it, too. You know, I just feel like, you know, I know what the Bible says, and I know God also tells us not to judge. So, you know, I just really believe that to each his own, you know. And I have so many gay friends that I love dearly who are honestly my bestest of friends. You know, I just think that if you're happy, then be happy, you know. And I don't think, you know, I don't think that I'm really grateful that Obama came out and really had his voice on that, because I think it really changed so many people's thought process, because
mm-hmm.
I know there's so many of you guys out there that are real negative about this issue, and unfortunately, sorry for you, you know, everybody has an opinion, and those are the types of opinions you kind of keep to yourself. And, you know, I just wish everyone the best of luck. I hope everyone out there finds that perfect person. And be happy. That's what life is all about, you know. And your thoughts?
I absolutely agree. And you know, I think each person has the right to be loved, and I don't think that anybody has the right to tell somebody who they can and who they cannot love. And I was really impressed when I saw her come out with that. I really was. I was just like, wow. That was one I didn't see coming, that was for sure.
Yeah, you know what? Her and her husband are so opposite. It's like the truth of being opposites do attract is so true. But when she was at the CMAs, she was talking about, you know, her husband right before had a birthday and stuff, and or during, rather. And she had mentioned that he was hunting. It was like, yay! You know, it's kind of cool, because it's like, okay, well, he hunts, so he eats beef, and she doesn't. And, you know, does he eat beef? Does he eat what he hunts? You know, like, no one knows. But I thought it was kind of cool, because she was, like, hesitant to say it, but she said it and rolled her eyes, and then it was done. But, you know, I really think that... it's pretty cool to see her come out, and I think that it's really affected her as far as, you know, being PETA friendly and against, you know, the country heritage, the Western heritage, which is all about farmers and ranchers.
Well, and you know, if you think about it, if you're going to be in the Western lifestyle and you're going to say, but you're going to look kind of stupid.
You better be talking about pork butt.
Yeah, right? I mean, come on. You can't be in the Western lifestyle and go, but, and not have repercussions from that. So, I mean,
right?
you got to be able to, you know, either be politically correct or be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think maybe she's kind of getting the whole idea that, you know, maybe I should just be quiet and not say anything. And, I mean, her best thing would be to just say, you know, this is my view. I don't believe in it. However, I don't meet people up for it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know?
And, you know.
And I think she's kind of coming around to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think everybody has a right you know, thank a soldier for that. You know, you have a right. Your opinion matters, you know. However, you've got to realize that just because you have an opinion doesn't mean you have to also be judgmental. You know what I mean?
Well, exactly.
And so I think that's what's the broader vision of everything is, you know, have an opinion, great. You know, just don't judge anyone because, number one, I know Jules, I wish you could repeat that statement that you made that, you know, basically similar to, you know, people can make opinions about you, but they haven't lived in your shoes to really know. And
yeah.
Jules had posted something a couple, I guess maybe last week or a week before, that really had amazing, you know, I just loved what it said. And she, you know, I don't know if we're having issues with the chat room today, Sean. Is it logging you guys off and on? Because I see you guys on and off. But, you know, she had an amazing quote about that. So maybe we can get her to share that with us later on in the show. But, yeah, and just, you know, always thank a soldier for that voice of opinion that you are very
blessed
to have.
And I didn't get to thank Miss Jules and them for sitting in for me last Thursday while I was nursing myself, and I wanted to say thanks. And I didn't get to share some opinions about the CMT Awards. Rascal Flatts' journey, holy cow, that was incredibly cool.
Yes.
I love that.
I know.
That was so awesome. And, okay, I have to say it, Christina, Luke Bryant, was that not sexy? Oh, my gosh. I have it on DVR. Normally I just watch it and I turn it off and I delete it. No, yeah, I had to say that because I'm like, I don't want that again.
No, but you know, that was really
no.
awesome how he reached out to the fans, though. I mean, that's what country music is all about. You know, I don't think I've ever seen anyone so amazing with fans than Rodney Atkins. Rodney Atkins goes out into the crowd. He tosses the microphone out to the crowd and lets everybody sing with him. I mean, he is such an amazing entertainer, you know, that it's just – now you start seeing that more, you know, because used to you'd see all these artists kind of stick to the stage and, like, stand there and just sing, you know.
Yeah.
There's so many tossing guitars during there. I mean, it's pretty awesome. It really gets everyone excited and involved, and just country music is amazing. And to see that was pretty cool.
And I've seen Luke Bryant, and I've seen him do some shows, and you know, he usually just stands up there and sings. And boy, I don't know what got into him that night, but I was like, "Well, I watch that again." I was like, "Dude's looking a little smoking hot." Yeah,
well, at least you were
watching. A little bit of hip action going on, and I was like, "Dang."
Miss Ann does not watch television, guys. We have to get her to watch television. It's amazing that she actually watched that.
I don't. I thought it was a great show. I thought it was a really, really great, great show. I was really glad to see Miranda win, you know. I mean, and, of course, now I say it and I totally lose it. Oh, my gosh, Christina, what is the name of that song?
Which one? From who?
Miranda.
The one that her and Blake wrote about his brother and...
Yeah. Oh, that song just... Oh.
I know, it's heartbreaking.
Have you seen the video?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, I just think that that is... I honestly have to say I absolutely... love that song. I think that is just such, I think that's probably one of the most amazing songs I think that I have ever heard Miranda do.
It's called Over
I really
You
do.
For those that are listening.
Hmm?
The song Over You?
Over You.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why
great
just,
song.
Like, didn't roll off my tongue. That, you know, I've liked some of her stuff, and then there's other stuff I just really haven't liked. But when I heard her do that song, I don't know, it just kind of changed my whole view about her. And then I saw the video, and I was just like, man. And there was just something about it. And I don't know, it just totally changed my whole view of her. And I just think that was just, I just can't even say enough words about that song.
Well, you know what? Josh Turner has a new song on his album called Paul Bear. And it's like, let you guys be the judge of it. We're going to take a short break here, and we're going to let you listen to Josh Turner's new song called Paul Bear. And it's on his new album, The Punching Bag. And you can purchase that today on iTunes, or you can purchase it at one of your stores, Walmart, Target, anywhere. It's available today, or you can purchase it online at joshturner.com, also on iTunes. So we're going to take a short break and listen to Josh Turner's Paul Bear right now, and then we'll be back right here on The Morning Loop on Cutting Up Radio.
Eternal bed. I'm like a long-term Paul Bear.
Very somber song, but it was the perfect moment because we were in a somber moment and I had to play that song. That is Josh Turner, Paul Barrier, on his newest album, out today, Punching Bag. Check it out on iTunes. Also purchase it on joshturner.com. He has like some really cool on his website. When you purchase the CD, you also get some little fun items as well. So go check that out on his page, joshturner.com. So anyway, thanks, Ann. That was a great song. You know, I think that we can, you know, one thing about country music is everything that artists write these days are life changing. You know, I mean, they experiences and all, you know, they write it in a song. And that's what's so wonderful about country music is because who can't relate to it, you know?
I think it kind of reminds me of Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Kind of going back to the roots of country music, you know, and that's what Josh Turner's all about, you know, keeping it country. So I can
like
see a lot
song.
Of that.
Good
when
song.
You mentioned that on my, when you texted me just now, I was like, so true, you know. And those
yeah,
are the guys that he
song.
Looked up to as well, Johnny Cash, you know.
That's a Johnny Cash song.
Hey, Miss Jewel said that she is riding on fumes of coffee, 2 hours of sleep in about 48 hours. Bless her heart.
Yeah,
I bet
like
I can find a country song by Josh Turner about that. It's called Punching Bag.
Yeah, right.
We'll listen to that later on in the show. Oh, my goodness.
Sounds
well,
like me.
Now, listen, I got to tell you, I'm going to share something with you, and it's going to take about 3 minutes. But yesterday, I ran across, my husband sends me some amazing things that really wake you up and bring you to reality on social networking and, you know, who runs it, you know, basically. Like, how true is this? I'm going to let you listen to something, okay? And I want you to, we're going to discuss this because I think this should be discussed. But it's about Facebook awareness, social networking awareness. And I want you to listen to this 3 minutes and 16 seconds worth of an ad. And you guys tell me what you think, okay? So here it is.
Today reauthorized funding for Facebook, the massive online surveillance program run by the CIA. According to Department of Homeland Security reports, Facebook has replaced almost every other CIA information gathering program since it was launched in 2004.
After years of secretly monitoring the public, we were astounded so many people would willingly publicize where they live, their religious and political views, an alphabetized list of all their friends, personal email addresses, phone numbers, hundreds of photos of themselves. And even status updates about what they were doing moment to moment. It is truly a dream come true for the CIA.
Much of the credit belongs to CIA agent Mark Zuckerberg, who runs the day-to-day Facebook operation for the agency. The decorated agent, codenamed the Overlord, was recently awarded the prestigious Medal of Intelligence Commendation for his work with the Facebook program, which he has called, quote, the single most powerful tool for population control ever created. Among the biggest successes of the Facebook program is Operation Farmville, which the CIA credits with pacifying as many as 85 million people after unemployment rates rose dramatically. Other features, such as the suggested friends window, have been instrumental in allowing government agents to infiltrate deeper into the friend networks of suspected dissidents. For some expert analysis now on the story, let's check in with the Fact Zone's first responders. Jason, you have written extensively about the Facebook program. Why is it so effective?
Well, one of the key reasons is that the CIA has been so thorough in convincing the nation that constantly sharing information about everything that you're doing is somehow desirable instead of deeply unsettling.
Yeah. You know, the critics are saying that with the national debt being so high, is this really the time to be spending even more money on spy programs?
Well, actually, the Facebook program saves the CIA money.
That's right.
Like the Maps application where you list every place that you've been, whether it's at the state or a country. Or...
Oh, right, with the little pins. To show where you visited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
I like that.
That kind of information would have taken the CIA months of going through hotel receipts and plane tickets to figure it all out. The manpower that Facebook saves is
yeah,
huge.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the calendar feature even lets the CIA know where you're going to be in advance. So that's
right. So now if they want to pick you up for questioning, all they have to do is see which events you RSVP'd yes to and then send their agents to be waiting for you.
That's how they got my brother.
That's
yeah.
Right.
So effective. Mm-hmm. But guys, with all the focus on the Facebook program, is it taking away away from some of the other CIA programs like the Twitter initiative.
The funding for that should be cut entirely.
Right, 400 billion tweets and not one useful bit of data was ever transmitted.
Oh, that's true. Now, is this trend of social network information gathering dangerous? I mean, just last week, the New York Times revealed that Al-Qaeda has designed Foursquare to identify popular locations for bombing.
Actually, Brooke, that's been discredited as any kind of real threat. The people that use that site are people that no one would mind seeing bombed anyway.
Yeah, really, the only thing the CIA has to be concerned about is people losing interest in Facebook and moving on to a new social network site, like the Chinese site Wannabe.
I love that.
Are you guys on Wannabe?
Oh, my God, it's so much more fun than Facebook.
It is great.
I love that one.
I love that you can earn friend points the more state secrets that you post.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got a lot of contacts in the State Department. You know, I think I could really rack them up.
Post them up.
I could.
All right, first responders, thank you so much, as always. You know, I'm, of course, a big fan of any social networking site. It allows me to interact with my fans without having to see, hear, or smell them.
Which is pretty awesome. But honestly, I mean, you know, where does this take us? You know, my thought is this. As long as you're not doing anything illegal, why are you worried about it, you know? I came across that and I was thinking to myself, how useful is this tool and how can it be a positive use? You know, like, will we be able to reach people that are, you know, not supposed to be here, whether they're immigrants, whatever the case may be? Say, what about people that you're looking for that are, you know, one topic has been, should child molesters be able to be on social networking sites? I think not. You know, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm actually looking for a thing I actually saw in our local paper the other day, and I can't find it now. There was an article in our newspaper the other day where the police had arrested a local guy here for being on Facebook, and he was a registered sex offender. And he had said, oh, here it is, right here. It's, of course, you know, yeah, let's get it to load here.
That darn internet.
It says, yeah, right. So he was sentenced for violating the sex offender registry requirements on Friday. I'm not going to say what his name is, even though it's public record. He was sentenced to 180 days in the county jail with 90 days suspended and pay a $625 fine, placing him on 2 years probation. He failed to comply with registry requirements and failed to report in person to the sheriff's office, also failed to report that he had a Facebook account.
Mm-hmm.
Now, seriously, how you, it's sick, but how do you stop it? I mean,
right.
You know, so do I think stuff like that is good for stuff like that? Absolutely. But, you know, I don't know.
Well, you know, another thought is, you know, recently in the news we hear about, you know, children under 10, 13, something like that, being able to have a Facebook page. Okay, my kids have a Facebook page, but not to interact with people. They have a Facebook page so they can play those games, you know?
Right.
And it's monitored by me. And, you know, I think that there should be, but unfortunately, you have to monitor your children, period. It's not your children that you really need to be concerned about. It's the people that they involve themselves with. Make sure that they're not friending people they don't know. Even the case, you may not want to friend the people you know for that purpose, you know, because you just never know. And unfortunately, you know, with so many things happening in this world, you know, that does not need to be something that controls your children either. You know, I mean, I think limited time on Facebook, I think we can all relate to that. I've really tried to, you know, since we've had all this social networking, you can find yourself being on here a lot. Like last night I was retweeting from my iPhone. I was like, you know, really trying to promote the St. Jude's Children's Home that there's, you buy a $100 ticket. I'll tell you guys about that later, but you know, just trying to retweet that and get the message out and getting the feedback was amazing. And just, you know, you find yourself doing things for you know, I was probably on there 45 minutes doing it until Twitter caught me. Until Twitter cut me off. But I went to Twitter jail. But anyway, so, you know, I think we can all relate to that because it is fun. It's fun to interact with people, you know. It's fun to interact. You know, when I started Facebook, I loved the Farmville thing. You know, I thought it was kind of cool and it kind of, you got away from things. But who has time for that now? You know, I mean, who has time? But my kids do enjoy doing that. They love doing that, you know, and so I got tired of them being on mine and posting that their egg was hatched and everything else. So I just like, here, get your own, and yeah. And then I monitor them, you know.
Well,
and so they play games.
Here's my problem about the sex offender thing. Are they out there? Absolutely. They're out there. Is it scary? Absolutely it is. Here's my issue. Missouri has a really crazy state law. And until they get the sex offender laws correct in all of the states, I think that you limit some things that are really ridiculous as far as, you know, you can't do this and you can't do this. Missouri changed sex offender registry laws and they put them under a statute for child endangerment. And the problem is that let's say that you got arrested in 1984, okay, for driving while intoxicated and you had your kids in the car, okay? You get, not only you get the DWI, but you get also in trouble for child endangerment. Well, obviously, because your kids are in the car and you're an idiot, okay? when they enacted the sex offender registry and they placed it under the child endangerment statute in the state of Missouri, they retroactivated the law back to 1979. So what they did was they went back to everybody who was under the child endangerment law until 1979. And all of those people are now on the sex offender registry. So the guy who got the drunk driving charge in 1984 and was the idiot that had his kids in the car is now on the Missouri sex offender registry.
Wow.
So, I mean, you got to get it right, folks. And so that's why I have an issue with things like that. I don't think that and there's a big, whole big controversial deal going on with that right now, and I actually know somebody that is affected by that law now, and you know, their whole, you know, they did something stupid. They got drunk and they got in a car with their kids and they drove home. That was absolutely stupid. I'm sorry, you're an idiot, and I've made that pretty abundantly clear to them for years. But do they belong on the sex offender?
They made a poor decision. Idiot's a little strong.
Okay, well, I mean, you know me. But do they belong on the sex offender registry because of that? No. But now they have to go to the sheriff's department and register as a sex offender because they got in a car and they drove drunk with their kid in the car? I have a real issue with that.
Yeah, well, you know, every state has different laws. And the crazy thing about it is, certain things are under certain laws, which, like, for example, you know what? That reminds me of drinking and driving. You know how you get your license plates? Where they have, like, different things on it, like nonprofit organizations? Well, here in Tennessee, if the Mothers Against Drunk Driving do not sell 600 more tags, they're going to remove them from the list because they have to abide by this certain thing. And that's what, it's probably under one of the regulations. And that's one thing about that is maybe that issue, you know, the drinking and driving with a child is under that regulation. And that's probably why, you know, unfortunately that happens. But
to me, somebody who makes that decision, they didn't, sex offender registries are there to protect children from predators.
Right.
And I don't believe that because a person made a decision that was wrong in driving intoxicated with their child in the car is a sexual predator. And now they have to register as a sexual predator. There's just something wrong with that law.
Yeah, well, it's sad, but, you know, when you get labeled for something like that in that situation, you know, labels hurt. Oh, yeah. You know, ask people that have PTSD that's labeled. You know, when you think of someone that has PTSD, you're thinking, oh, my gosh, they're loony birds. You know what I mean? I mean, so many people label people. I mean, labels hurt. You know, labels are painful. And I think every child out there that's labeled with autism or labeled with dyslexia or labeled with whatever, I think it's sad. I think, you know, everybody has some type of label. Everybody does, no matter what it is. And I think, you know, that labels hurt. And I think that, you know, we should just get rid of labels, because if you don't have a label on you, then no one can judge you, you kind of feel, you know. And I think that so many people can relate with that. And anyway, that was a...
It's like doctors. If they don't have the answer and they don't know what's wrong with people, they're depressed.
Right.
You know what? Just say you don't know what's wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, but if they say that, if they say that, honestly, we have a cure for cancer. Okay? We have a cure for cancer. It's been proven. Why would you not come out with that to save lives? Why? Why wouldn't you? Number one, when that cure for cancer comes out, everybody medical-wise will lose money. The government, you know, all these pharmaceuticals, everything. Everybody will lose this battle. All right? Money means more than anything in our country. And it's sad. Money is the root of all evil, and it's true. But if something like that would come out and would help people, oh, my gosh, that would be devastating. You know? And that's the way the government feels. That's the way, you know, the medical field feels. Honestly, why do you think that doctors only give you 30 pills a month? So you have to come back. You have to pay the $150 fee to see him again, okay? Plus, then you have to spend $300 on the pills or whatever you got to buy. And people today are so addicted to prescription drugs, worse than they are marijuana or anything else. Prescription drugs is the killer, seriously. And as long as you have a doctor that keeps prescribing over and over and over and over to satisfy your needs and wants from that pill, look what happens. And I can tell you this, and it really upset me the most, is I had taken my mother into, it was kind of similar to a psychiatric ward, which is here in Nashville. It's the Madison Skyline Medical Center or something like that. And what they do is they evaluate you. And there was a young, I would say 21, 22-year-old young man was in there. They wouldn't accept him because he didn't have insurance, but he was there asking for help. Please help me. These doctors have prescribed this medication. I'm addicted to it. I need help. We can't help you because you don't have insurance. And I'm thinking to myself, are you serious? Are you serious? That is when accountability to doctors should be withheld. I mean, you know, not withheld, it should be held up. You know, I think that every doctor that prescribes a drug, medication, should be held liable to how it's used. They should be able to, you know, if you feel like that person is addicted, don't prescribe the drug. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I just think that the doctors need to be able to be accountable for what they prescribe. And I think that, therefore, the greediness of the money-making scheme that these doctors and physicians use on American people today would disintegrate, seriously. And unfortunately, our health issues, our health department and health, you know, insurance, and it's sad. You know, my brother right now is battling throat cancer. He has jaw cancer. And tongue cancer. I mean, he has all, it's just eating up the whole, everything. And do you know that the Obama, I think it's called, it's anyway, I just say the Obama plan, okay? The health,
Obama,
that's the only thing that saved him. Honestly, those are some good things that Obama has done. But that Obama plan is the only thing that saved him, because he was able to go purchase insurance from the government for $460 a month. And it covered this situation, because had he not had insurance, okay, and tried to get insurance to help him get into MD Anderson, that would have never happened. It would have probably took 6 to 8 months, because number one, there's not an insurance company out there that's going to cover your pre-existing without that, you know? And luckily, that happened. And people out there don't realize, and you know, what's available to them to get assistance. And had my brother not been able to get that insurance to get into MD Anderson Hospital there in Houston, he wouldn't be getting his cancer treatments today. So, you know, I think it brings awareness, you know, and I think that there are some good things out there that our government does provide. But listen, everyone's got to realize that when the government provides it, it doesn't mean it's free. And I think, you know, that goes back for welfare. There's so many people out there that need welfare right now, okay? So many people out there that need it, but so many people out there don't deserve it. You know, I believe that those that need it, that have worked, that have, you know, been a part of citizenship here, that have served, that have, you know, there's so many disabled people out there that need it, that don't receive enough. It's just really, you know, I think it just all needs to be, I think the political side needs to be removed. I think we all need to get back into the groove of what is right for the American people and not what is right for our congressmen, what is right for our Senate. I think it needs to all come back to we the people, and I think we need to put God back in everything. And I think we need to stop even allowing people to even bring up removing God from anything. You know, it's getting ridiculous. It's absolutely getting ridiculous. I think we need to go back to the days when you and I grew up, Anne, where, you know, God was important then as he should be now. And I think that once you start taking God out of things, the world turns into one evil mess. And I believe that it's proven today, because we can look around and see what, you know, what we are experiencing in life. And I just think that, you know.
Well, and
here we go.
Look at my insurance. You know, you and I have talked about my health insurance. I have to drive over an hour away to go to the doctor. You know, I can't drive, you know, 6 minutes down the road to the hospital. I have to drive over an hour away to the hospital. I have to drive over an hour away to the doctor.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, what happens if I stroke out? You know, I can die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's bad and it's scary, because, you know, I think to myself, with everything going on and with them not knowing what's going on right now and that kind of thing,
right.
It's really, really frightening to me to think that if something major happens to me in my house, I either, A, have to drive myself, have to find somebody to drive me, because I'm scared to death to call an ambulance, because I'm thinking I can't pay the bill. And the last thing I need is to have a bunch of collection calls.
Right.
I'm saying, it's scary.
Yeah.
It's
well, you know, it's part of life these days. I don't know very many people out there, even wealthy people, that don't get a collection call. You know, I get a collection call. You know, like, I mean, I'm not afraid to say it, because I'm living life just like everybody else is. We all struggle in life, okay? It doesn't make a difference whether you have to, I mean, I pay $155 a month just to pay off my medical bills. I can't pay off all my medical bills all at one time. How wonderful that would be. But, you know, I have to make payments too, and I'm also trying to improve my credit score. So I started this Care One, where you know, trying to get your credit score up. They consume all of your debt, and then you make one payment to it. You know, by 2013, I will have clean credit, which is amazing. But unfortunately, I can't pay it off overnight, you know. And so there are stepping stones out there to help you. And one thing is, Anne, you know, I think that you tend to focus on what if and what happens next and this and that. Have you ever seen the DVD called, oh my gosh, is that the tip of Secret? Have you ever seen it? It's a DVD, and it talks about, it's called Secret, and it talks about your thought process and how when you think something, you activate it. So, therefore, if you're thinking negative, you're activating negative. Everything that you connect to and attract is negative. So if you turn things around, and you always wonder why I'm positive, this is why. No matter if my basement's flooded, no matter what the deal is, okay, if I react in a negative way, guess what? It's going to consume back to me in a negative way. And I think one thing that I learned from that DVD is the negative that you give out is the negative you receive in. And I think if you turn every moment in your life into a positive situation, no matter how bad you want to just tanker to it, okay, be strong. And like Jules says, it's a law of attraction. It is. Thanks for filling my mouth, Miss Jules. But it's an amazing DVD and a great book to read. I mean, it's so true because even the Bible says it. You know, don't get consumed with what ifs. Don't get consumed in tomorrow because today's not even over with. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. You're not guaranteed 5 minutes from now. You're not guaranteed a second from now. Okay? Life is not a guarantee. But every moment you live in is. You know, every moment that you're alive and well, just focus on positive. And I think, you know, and it works. I'm telling you, because at times, and you know, Miss Ann, when, you know, the Lifestyles of the West didn't happen, and it wasn't because it was just, you know, I didn't work hard enough, okay? It was because I was listening to too many people, trying to satisfy too many people, that I lost touch and focus on my purpose. That is true, and that is the truth, period. There's nothing else to be said about it. When you start trying to entertain and make everyone happy, you lose focus on your purpose. And that's the reason. Don't worry about what other people think. Everybody's going to have an opinion about you. If things fail, it's because God's will. There's something around the corner that's going to be bigger, that's going to be better, that's going to be more positive, that's going to generate more positive things in your life, which is going to open new opportunities, which is therefore going to make you who God wants you to be. And you can live your purpose through him. And I think, and I'm so sure of this, no matter what you're going through right now, Ann, health-wise, you have got to stay positive. Don't let any doubt, I mean, and I know you're around negative people all the time, but you know what? You're going to have to release yourself from all that. You're going to have to tell them to stay away. You're going to have to stop depending on people. You're going to have to start depending on God and you. And you two work together. And I'm telling you, that's how you're going to overcome this. You know it as well as I know it.
And,
you know?
Oh, I know. And that, you know, that's one of the things you and I have talked about. And, you know, that's one of the things with all of this is once I'm able to get that accomplished, I think a lot of things are going to be different with a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
And
it starts with just being positive with yourself, being happy with yourself. You have to be happy with yourself. You know,
and
if you're not happy
with
yourself, how can you expect everybody else to be happy with you? You know, truthful.
And that's funny because I had that conversation with somebody over the weekend who just said, you know, you need somebody in your corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, it's not that I need somebody in my corner. I said, there's some people in my corner. And it's like, you know, you need. And I'm like, you know, I have to take blame for part of that because I allowed it to happen.
Right.
And
you need God in your corner first, period.
Yeah. And I said, it is what it is and all that. And it was funny because, you know, it was kind of like when you and I first started talking about that. And
mm-hmm.
you didn't understand until you knew the story. And then
right.
you were like, I get it. And
mm-hmm.
it's hard to explain that to people when you don't want to tell them because you, I mean, you know me, I don't like to drag people into that. And
right. Well, I mean, your personal life, you need to keep personal, period. I don't care what level.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many country artists out there that, and I'm going to tell you one person that I admire the most, and that's Kenny Chesney, because no matter what he does, no matter where he goes, the paparazzi can never get enough information on him. I love that. You know how many people,
mm-hmm.
you know how many, I mean, you know, you kind of think country music is like Hollywood, totally opposite. Because country music stars do not try to bring you know, that media frenzy to them, the paparazzi going crazy, You just don't see that. But, boy, you go to Hollywood and you see Lindsay Lohan, she can't even drive down the road without paparazzi causing an accident. I mean, you know, there's crazy things. And it's like, wow, I mean, Kenny really pulled himself away from it, has his private life going on, you know, and he's actually able to live life in an amazing way. Yeah, maybe he has to have his own island to do so, but dang, I love how he's able to do that.
Hey, why
wouldn't
he be so bad? I could live like that. I could be okay with that.
But he's worked really hard at that. Look what he's done, you know?
I don't even have to have a house that big. I could live in a little hut and be okay.
He lives on a boat, you know? I mean, I could live on a boat. Yeah, I could see myself on a boat with six kids, you know? But I'm just saying, he has really, you know, one thing is he's really allowed himself to be happy with himself. You know, he started with himself, and he's really able to surround himself with good people, you know, people that are not going to cut throat, people that are not going to try to take advantage of him. I love that. Now, I'm learning so much from him. He's inspired me so much. I just want to be able to be there the same way. I really want to attract positive, but yet stay private. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, so many people think the only way to success is to be out there, to be on TV, to be in the news, for people to be talking about you. You know, and it's not. It's not. You know, Kenny has been very successful because he's a successful musician. You know, he's a songwriter, he's a producer. I mean, he's got so many things going on that he's so successful at. And, you know, he doesn't depend on what other people think because everybody has an opinion. You know, everybody has an opinion about him. And I know y'all have heard so many of those opinions. Does he care? No. Everybody has an opinion? He doesn't have to live through your opinion. He lives through what makes him happy, you know, and that's what makes him happy. And I'm just, you know, amazed that he can stay out of the spotlight like he does. You know, I think that's amazing. And I think that it really takes a lot of courage and determination to do that. And I think, I mean, I admire the way he's able to keep things going the way he does. And here's a song by Josh Turner. We're going to take another break because I told y'all this is Josh Turner Day and we got to listen to this great music. It's from his new album that's out today. Make sure you check it out on iTunes, also at joshturner.com. Make sure you check out Cutting Up Radio for his video on our site. It's pretty amazing. Go check it out. Here is his song, Whatcha Reckon. And tell me what you think about this. I'm excited to hear what y'all think about this great music on this new album. So we'll be right back right here on Cutting Up Radio, the morning loop with the morning chicks.
Start right now with you and me walking.
Turner, his newest album, Punching Bag, What You Reckon. Love that song. He has some really great songs on this new album. So many more to come. We're going to play a few more before our show ends in about the next hour. So stay tuned to more great music from Josh Turner and his new album, Punching Bag, that you can purchase on iTunes or also your local stores today or joshturner.com. So check it out. So, Miss Ann,
hey,
unfortunately, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Anyway, are you going to talk, Missy?
Yeah, but go ahead.
Oh, my gosh, so funny. I know what, Jules, I was going to say something before I mention this. Miss Jules said that Sue and Mary from Leadership Ed were amazed about our show, that Jules was co-hosting with me. Did I tell you, Miss Ann? Jules did an amazing job, and she conquered one of her greatest fears that day. And
yeah,
we are so
I
proud
know.
Of her. So amazing. And
I know. She sat in for me, and I love her dearly for doing that for me. That was just absolutely incredible, and she's just awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to have Sue and Mary on our show to really promote leadership ed, so that people can learn more about them. You know, I know that
awesome.
You know, it's an amazing, you know what, Jules, I was going to tell you, you had mentioned that no matter who you know on Twitter, no matter who you're best of friends with, artist-wise, whatever the case may be, Twitter followers are Twitter followers. I just want you to realize this, okay? I do know this for a fact because so many people in the industry has told me. You see so many artists with like millions and millions and millions of followers. Okay, well, let me tell you, I could go have those same followers if I choose to spend about $10,000 to $20,000 to do it. And I would rather those that are following me to enjoy following me, you know, that really interact with me, because I think my purpose is not met if we're not interacting. Who cares if I have 15 million followers? If they're not interacting with you and they're not really helping you guys in any way, you know, as far as like retweeting you and all that kind of stuff, what's the purpose, you know? And so I am so grateful for my over 5,000 followers on Facebook and my amazing 2,476 followers on Twitter. Each and every one of you are amazing and appreciative. And it has taken me 3 years. I've been on Twitter, I think, for 2 to 3 years, you know, and, you know, it's slowly but surely. But you got to realize that those that are able to hear our show and are inspired by our show, and like you, Miss Jules and Sean, you know, they will enjoy it more, you know, and it's all about getting the word out. So every little tweet you do, every little Facebook message you send, it grows and grows and grows. It's like you guys are planting seeds, and we are so proud of our friends on Cutting Up Radio because each of you are an amazing seed in our lives, and we're very grateful for each and every one of you. So just so you know, wanted to let you know that. So, Miss Ann, I got to tell you, I was so frustrated last week after watching America's Got Talent, and was inspired by this young man who got on stage and stuttered and sang so well and inspired our hearts, brought tears and everything else, only to find out that he was fake.
He was a fraud. They had an interview with him. Did you see this on 2020 Friday night?
No, I didn't. Okay. I don't even want to give him a time. I don't even want to give him a moment of my time. I'm disgusted.
I was watching an interview on 2020 Friday night. They were talking about lies that people tell, and like this girl that faked cancer to marry her boyfriend, and all of these different things. And the very last interview, they popped up and he was there. And, of course, he had his beard shaved off and everything else. And I was absolutely screaming. Of course, I've got this raging headache, and I'm screaming at the TV. And I'm furious. I am absolutely furious. You know, here we were talking about him, and, you know, I'm all for this guy. And I don't know if I'm – I think that the part that I'm angry about is not – I don't know if I'm more angry about the fact that he lied or that he used our soldiers to lie.
Right.
And it just absolutely sickens me. And America's Got Talent did come out with a statement the other day, I don't know if you saw it, that said that they were editing the show to take him out of the segments. When the show goes live, they are going to let people decide what they're going to do with him. And I think it's going to come out real quick that he's going to be ousted. And
yeah, well,
I think if he's smart, he's just going to back out if he's smart. And
well,
then,
this is the deal. You know, I think that we can all use this situation, and I'll kind of give you guys an example of this because I was, being around the music industry, you always, you know, these artists, they get bukus of stuff like, sign this, my husband's in Iraq, da-da-da-da-da, sign this, da-da-da-da-da. Those artists, you know, I was always thinking, wow, they're rude. They didn't sign that for that person, and he's in a military outfit and everything, da-da-da-da-da. There are so many people out there that use that statue of being in the military to get many things, you know? People wonder why, you know, I know so many, you know, people out there that are in the industry that could bring me to the top instantly. Why don't you, like, use that platform? Number one, you know, I think that's a disgrace, okay? My friendships and relationships that I build in this industry, I don't use them as stepping stones like that. My point is this. You need to create your own success. They had to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why use stepping stones of like that sort for that purpose when you're not living your purpose? If you can't work hard enough to build your own success, why use others to do so? I respect my friendships. I respect my relationships that I have, you know, whether they be famous people or non-famous people. I respect every individual out there that I work with in an amazing way. Amazingly, there's so many people that use me as a stepping stone, thinking that the success is going to encounter them to be able to be, you know, interact with these certain people. And it doesn't ever happen because I'm not going to allow someone to use me like that anymore. I mean, I'm at the point to where you just really got to be careful. You really got to be careful because nowadays people have other decisions for your future and their own. And when it comes to money and it comes to their well-being, they're always going to choose that over you, period. You know? And I just think that this situation, it was poor, but I want everyone to know that there is someone in the military that has fought the injuries, has overcome the injuries, and are successfully doing amazing things, that they don't have a platform on television to show the world, but they're out there making a difference. And I think those people should be recognized right now. And I think that, you know, unfortunately, not everybody gets the opportunity like this crazy guy did. He had a great opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, and he did it that night. He did it because I was inspired by him. And I just felt my heart was like, man, they have to put him through because of his story. You know? That was my first thought. And unfortunately, I want everybody to know and everybody to take this bad situation and make good out of it and know that there's someone out there, soldier, military, whatever, that has had the battle, has had the wounds from battle, has fought the battle, the wars, some of them 6, 9 times, 12 times, 15 times over there, that has came back with no legs, no arms, and are making a difference in the lives of others today. They don't have a platform, but I think we should all allow them to be noticed and recognize them. and their accomplishments and let them inspire you, you know, because don't turn every military guy off now, because I'm telling you, when you see people like that, you start stereotyping everyone that's part of it, you know, just like PTSD.
Yeah.
When you know someone with PTSD, you start stereotyping them or labeling them. And I think that there's every military person out there can relate to this. And I really think that make something good out of this. I just hope that, you know, America's Got Talent doesn't waste time. And the viewers are going to stop watching, you know, because it's almost like that little negative thing is going to keep people watching. And I just don't understand the reality today. I think I would turn my TV off. I don't want to watch him. Why should we give him our time when he has screwed the nation? He has screwed our military. He has been dishonest. Why should we give him time? You know, I just think it's wrong. So that's my two cents.
Well, and you know, here's my thing. His family's getting death threats. You know, everybody's claiming he's suicidal. Hey, yes, he made a very poor decision. I hope and pray that he does not make a decision to take his life, because that's not going to solve anything.
Right.
I understand people are angry, but making death threats, I mean, come on, really? Let it go. Just
everybody gets
him.
That kind of stuff. The point is this, you know, he
yeah.
put himself on that platform. He chose to have this negative come to him. These are choices
yeah.
he made. He should suffer
but
the
I
consequences,
think,
whatever the consequences may be, you know.
I think death threats just go a little above me. You don't ever threaten to take somebody's life.
Yeah, I know, but you know what?
You know,
this is America.
Understand things like, you know, anger letters and stuff. But I think death threats are wrong.
Yeah. Well.
You know.
And again, that's media. You know, that's media.
Yeah.
And he put himself out there. And unfortunately, there are people that are very mad and very angry. And what
I'm
saying to you guys,
I wouldn't track the guy down and threaten to kill him.
I know, but, you know, I'm just saying, you may not, but there's people out there that feel like that, you know, and unfortunately, you know, he's going to have to do what he has to do. Our taxpayer dollars shouldn't have to do that, you know. I mean, we shouldn't have to protect him for, you know, everybody makes decisions. Everybody makes decisions.
Yeah.
You must, you know, this is where accountability comes in, you know. No
yeah.
matter, I mean, I haven't made the best of choices in my life. But I have been accountable for those choices, you know?
Yeah.
And agreements, if you don't have a signed agreement, period, no matter what, if it's not a signed agreement, don't accept it. Don't, just because you talk about it doesn't mean you did it. You know, and that's one thing I've learned. Signed agreements are key, okay? Key to everything. I don't care if it's your best friend and you're in a business situation, which I've experienced lately. You must have a signed agreement, you know, no matter what. Trustworthiness is not there. No matter how hard you do work, no matter how many hours you put in into anything, you must have a signed agreement. It's called accountability, and you have to be held accountable, period.
Yeah.
I am no longer going to be a part of anything unless I have a signed agreement, because it seems like every time you don't have a signed agreement, it all comes back on you. Because you weren't accountable. You didn't have a signed agreement, so you're liable, period,
mm-hmm.
you know? And you know, I have such an amazing heart that I'm just trying to find ways of doing good out of, making good out of this negative. You know, there's so many things out there that, you know, you can be
right.
screwed with, you know? And I'm telling you, no matter what, this situation should open a lot of people's eyes and hearts, because there are nonprofit organizations out there that are collecting your money and doing nothing. Be
yeah.
accountable in everything you do. Make sure, you know, go to these nonprofit organizations and see them give back to the communities that you live in. Go to these nonprofits and see how they work, you know. And there's one nonprofit that I am so very proud of, and I can't say enough about it, and all of you know, because I've just been promoting for the past day. You know, it's so important that you as a community give back to your community. And here in Nashville, they are actually having the Nashville St. Jude Dream Home giveaway. This is a $500,000 home. Don't you all want to come live next to me over here in Tennessee? Purchase a $100 ticket, okay? Each ticket, it's for the kids. You know, it's for the kids. This is how they raise funds to give back to St. Jude's. And you can do that by calling into 1-800-746-6713 or visiting stjude.org, STJUDE.org, and learn about their St. Jude Dream Home giveaway. And there are several giveaways that are going on in your state. You know, in Tennessee, we have ours. June the 24th, the drawing will be held. And it's amazing. The house is beautiful. And there's so many families that are being helped because of you donating $100. And you have a chance to win a $500,000 home. So, you know, it's these types of nonprofit organizations that inspire me, you know. And so if you have not purchased your ticket, make sure you do so today. And make sure that you call in to the 800 number, 1-800-746-6713, and purchase your $100 ticket for your chance to win a house. But not only that, you've given back to the kids. And that's what it's all about. So had to share that.
Hey, going back to America's Got Talent, did you watch the other night, did you watch the young guy that came on there who was dressed in the gothic,
yes,
clothes, very last act? Holy cow, did you expect that?
I know, but listen, what was your thoughts when you judged him, right when he got on? You thought, oh my gosh, he's going to be a rock star.
Oh no, I didn't know what he was going to do. I didn't think he was going to sing until I heard him say he was going to sing. And then I thought, honestly, I thought he was going to do something like maybe a Chris Daughtry or something like that. I didn't know what he was going to do. And there was something about his voice when he talked,
mm-hmm,
that just said, this guy's not going to come out there and scream and act crazy.
Right.
And I didn't know what it was, just something in the tone, in the way he talked, that told me when he said that to Nick Cannon, when he said he was going to sing, just the way that he talked,
mm-hmm,
something told me he's not going to come out there and scream and yell and get all kinds of crazy weird. I don't know what, why, but it was just something. And when that kid opened his mouth, my jaw dropped.
I think everybody's did, even his parents. That was a pretty amazing story. You know, you're thinking, how can parents not know that their child is that talented? I mean, that was my first thought. I guess because I'm so involved with my family life and my six children that I can't imagine not knowing that they have that amazing talent. I mean, it's just a disconnect there for me. It was just a disconnect. And I honestly felt heartbroken that his family has gone this long not realizing and not praising him for what he's accomplished. I mean, absolutely amazing. And I hope that opportunity draws their family more closer together. And, you know, it's just, I just can't imagine, though, going, I mean, how old was he?
I think he was like 20 or 21.
Yeah, can you imagine your family not knowing over 21 years that you had some type of, you know, my children are, you know, 6 and 8 and 11 and 13, and they're like, you know, singing amazingly, and it's like, wow, you know, it's amazing, and I just can't imagine being disconnected.
I hope something really good happens for that kid. I mean, his voice was absolutely just, I mean, I was blown away. I was just
it was pretty awesome.
Wow.
Well, listen, we are going to take another short break here and listen to some more great music from Josh Turner and his new album, Punching Bag, that's out today. Make sure you purchase it on iTunes and also visit his website at joshturner.com. Make sure you check out cuttingupradio.com for an amazing video. as well. This is another great song. It's called Good Problem from Josh Turner. We'll be right back right here on Cutting Up Radio, The Morning Loop with The Morning Chicks, right after this great song.
I found the perfect girl, but it ain't easy being your man, dealing with these feelings. I do the best I can, 'cause I can't eat and I can't sleep, 'cause I can't believe how you're loving me. It's a full-time job, but I'm all saving up for a big screen TV, but I spent it all on a wedding ring. I'm gonna lose my freedom when we walk down the aisle, but I'll be free to love you and get lost in your smile. But I can't eat and I can't sleep, 'cause I can't believe how you're loving me.
And that was Good Problem by Josh Turner off his new album, Punching Bag. You can purchase today on iTunes or by visiting his website at joshturner.com. Great song. Good problem to have. I suggest that would be a good song for Miss Jules today. No sleep, huh?
That poor girl.
I know. She's such a sweetheart. Anyway, Miss Jules had mentioned, we were just talking prior to our little song break, that So You Think You Can Dance, another show that comes on TV. You know, there's so many kids on there that their families don't support them or don't care about their talent. It's incredible. It is true, and I think these reality shows and these different shows, it's kind of a disgrace, to be honest with you, because it's almost like they are given a platform, and there's so many people out there with great talent that do not have the opportunity to have that platform, that work really hard, and I think country music is a test to that. You know, there's so many people in the country music industry that have worked so hard year after year after year after year, and they don't get the opportunity to have that platform. And so it's kind of discouraging when you see people like Carrie Underwood and Scotty McCreery and these different ones that have had the opportunity on a stage to get presented and to work. And one that I can really admire the most is Miranda Lambert. Because you all know that, you know, Miranda was on, what was that country, Nashville Stars, I think?
Nashville Stars.
And, you know, yeah, and I remember, you know, she got up and she was like a star. That, I mean, the first time she got on that stage and really showcased her talent, she was a star, you know, and you just know. And, you know, but I can tell you, her stardom didn't hit. Do y'all remember? I mean, it didn't, like, she wasn't, like, put on that stage and put up at the top of the chart. She was not put there. She had to work so hard over the years, over the years, over the years. It didn't happen overnight, you know, for her. And I think that she, I admire her so much because she never gave up. She never gave up. She worked harder and harder, and she just really took those grassroots of where she came from, and she didn't let anybody change her. And that's what I love about it. There's so many people in this industry that are willing to change for this industry, and I think it really takes away from the grassroots of country music. Don't change, you know, and I think we all love Miranda Lambert today more than ever because she has not changed her you know, her role in any way. I mean, she's who she is, and that's what you can expect every time. And I think that's what country music is all about, you know, and I think that, you know, country music has changed so much because those grassroots levels of country music, you know, the Tammy Wynettes, the George Jones, the Johnny Cash, you know, those days are like you just don't hear that kind of music anymore these days. And, you know, I want to shout out to Chris Young today. He's celebrating his birthday, so happy birthday to Chris Young. You know, it's amazing. He's like, what, 27, I think? Such a young one, I'm telling you. But happy birthday to Chris.
I saw Miss Jan on the CMTs.
She's such a sweetheart. So oh, my gosh. She is such a sweetie. You know, she's number one right now in the charts, and her album was out last Tuesday, and she's doing amazing. If y'all haven't checked out Jana Kramer, make sure you do so by visiting her website at janakramer.com. You know, she's a newcomer, and, you know, she fits in perfect. She's in the puzzle of country music now, and she's doing an amazing job. And, again, she's grassroots, you know. She's really bringing the country back to things, and I love that, you know. And one person, did you guys watch the Fox News the other morning when she was on, I guess two Fridays ago? She's so funny because she's just like, the sexiest man in country music is Johnny Cash. And, you wouldn't think that she would say that. But it's like, that's where she came from. I mean, she loved that, you know, and she remembers that side of country music, and I think that's so important. I think bringing that back is the key to really keeping country strong. And you know, country music is the music that everyone loves. And no matter if you're a rock star, a rapper, you're involved with country music, you know, and I think we've seen that. How many times? I mean, who did not enjoy Rascal Flatts and Journey?
That was cool.
That was amazing.
Funny seeing the new lead singer, and I'm so used to Steve Perry. So
I know.
Kind of funny.
But you know what? It's amazing how he sounds so similar to Steve Perry. But
he sounds like Steve Perry, though.
Yeah. It's really cool, though. You know.
I gotta get totally off topic here because I gotta really hit on something that really hits home for me, and it's just it's kind of been bugging me, and I gotta do it, okay?
Hook, line, sinker. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's funny that you say hook, line, and sinker because it kind of relates to hook, line, and sinker, really. Most of our listeners know, viewers listen to me like we're on TV or something. I'm, and a lot of our listeners know, I'm a diver on our local search and rescue here. I just want to reiterate, please, 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 if you are going to be out on the lakes, on the rivers, please, 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 A, do not be drinking and boating and do not be out there without a life jacket. We had two more people here die this weekend, drown this weekend in the river. And, you know, we had our spring open up pretty early. We had it 3 weeks early this year because of the weather. And we've done 9 recoveries since April.
Wow.
And, yeah. And it's really, really taking a toll on rescuers. And I cannot begin to explain the toll that it takes on families is just absolutely tragic and it's terrible. And, you know, it really does affect us as rescuers, too. It's you know, it's good for us to be able to give closure to families. But, you know, for us being out there and knowing what we're doing we act emotionless while we're out there, and we don't let people see emotion while we're out there, and we don't let people see emotion after we've done something like that. The rivers and the lakes are dangerous, people. They're dangerous. And the currents here on the Mississippi and all the way down from Minnesota to New Orleans, so the river current this year is incredibly bad. And, you know, it may look calm and it may look safe and all that. It is not. It is dangerous. So, you know, I would hate to see anything happen to people. So please, if, you know, we had a boat accident this morning, a boat sank this morning, and luckily they were able to get to the people in time and pulled the two people out of the water this morning. Thank you, Lord. If you're going to be out there, please, please, please just have your life jacket. And if you're going to put your kids on a boat, put a life jacket on your kids, period. I don't care if they say it's uncomfortable. I don't care. Put it on them, you know. And I don't care if you want to sit out there and say, you know, oh, well, it's uncomfortable. You know what? If you want to get a tan, pull your boat up to an island and anchor your boat and get off your boat and lay in the sand on the island, on the river, or lay on the beach on a lake. You know, boats come by and will hit other boats. It happens. You know, if you want to swim, go to the island and swim on the shore. Do something like that. I see this all the time, and I cannot tell you how busy we are. This is the worst season we have had in 10 years.
Wow.
So that's just kind of my soapbox this morning, and I'll tell you, it's really starting to take a toll on people. And so please just, like I said, take your life jackets, wear your life jackets, and please be careful. They had four boating while intoxicated arrests Saturday alone here.
Wow.
Yeah. So
always know enough is enough. I mean, you know, so many people get out there and are partying and having a good time. I mean, I can remember the days when we would always go to Lake Somerville in Texas, and they had like a little roundabout that you would drive around and be cool and crank up your radio and everybody get on back of the truck and everybody have a good time. We had one of our friends that fell off the back of the truck and had a head. Oh, it was horrible. It was devastating.
Yeah.
But I think that when you consume liquor, you have fun. It's kind of like a casual day. You're just having a great time. You just keep consuming and keep consuming, and you just kind of lose count. You know, I think that it's very dangerous. And I think that people these days, you know, just really should be more accountable for how much they do consume.
People don't understand that the heat affects that, too.
Mm-hmm. It does.
The heat affects that. And you know, you put alcohol in your system, and you're out in the heat, and the heat increases that intoxication. And
right.
It's the same like sitting in a hot tub. The heat increases that intoxication. And, you know, I can preach and preach and preach and preach and preach. And until you walk in that and until you have to do what I do, it's tough to understand. But it really does start taking a toll. And, you know, we've all had this. We had a meeting last week, and it's just unbelievable the toll that it's taking on everybody. All of us kind of sat around, and we were going through our logbook, and we were like, really? You know, are you kidding me? And we've all got this sick, sinking feeling in our gut. It's like, it's going to be really bad. It's going to be, and sure enough, you know, over the weekend, we get two. You know, we had, you know, four died in a boating accident, all under the age of 20.
Wow.
I mean, it's, you know.
Well, you would think that it would be required. I thought it was required in order to be in a boat at certain parks and lakes and stuff like that. I thought it was a requirement that you had to have a life jacket. Is it not a requirement these days?
it is required that you have a life jacket in the boat for each person. You have only people under a certain age must wear a life jacket. Over that age, you only are required to have a life jacket in the boat for each person.
Okay.
And that age depends on what state you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to your state's Department of Natural Resources website, that will give you the boating rules as far as the age for people. So, like, for example, some states it may say any child under the age of 13 must wear a life jacket. So that means that any child in your boat has to have a life jacket on. Now, here in Iowa, if you're on a personal watercraft, let's say you're water skiing, let's say you're on a jet ski, let's say you're on one of those
Sea-doos.
Tow behind the boat.
Sea-doos.
You know, that you have to have a life jacket on regardless of your age, if you're anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have a flag on your boat to show that you're towing. If you have people swimming around your boat, if you're anchored and you have people swimming, you have to have a flag on your boat for that. If you have 6 adults in your boat, the adults are not required to wear a life jacket in your boat in the state of Iowa, yet you have to have 6 life jackets on the boat for people. You know, that's all fine and good, but if another boat comes along and hits you and everybody gets thrown out of the boat and you don't have that life jacket on,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're risking your life. And, you know, I understand everyone has to go out and have their good time and have their tan and get their drink on and all that. I get it. But think twice about it.
Yeah. Really, and another thing, you know, one thing here in Nashville, we have been – every day you watch your local television and you see a child has drowned. There was a mother here in our town, Spring Hill, Tennessee, that went inside. Her little 3-year-old was playing on the deck, and she went inside to finish cooking or doing something, getting ready for dinner, you know, as us mothers are always, you know, doing, always on the go, and walked into the house for a few minutes and walked out, and her baby was at the bottom of the pool. And
yeah.
She started screaming hysterically when the neighbors heard. She jumped in. She grabbed the baby. Luckily, she knew CPR. She revived that baby, and he's well. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's devastating. You know, we have a pool outside as well, and we don't have fence around our pool or anything. And, you know, all of our children, thanks to my wonderful husband, can swim, you know, and it just, you never know. And so always be prepared and take the responsibilities of making sure that your children are safe, because I know there's so many children now who, you know, parents are working, they're out of school, they're home, they're not being monitored. You can never be too safe. And always remember that, you know, have a talk with your children, you know, about inviting their friends over, because when those friends are at your house and something happens, you're responsible. And, you know,
it
I think it becomes
1 inch of water, inch of water for someone to drown. You know, if you've got the plastic pools out in the backyard,
mm-hmm.
you know, the little plastic, you know, we call
right.
them the turtle pool. You know what, when your kids are done playing with them, you know, it might be a pain, but you know what? Empty them at the end of the day and flip them over. Because I'm going to tell you what, if you leave them out and neighbor kids see them and neighbor kids go jump in them at night and they drown, guess what? You're responsible.
Right.
And I just can't. It's just a thing that somebody like me, you don't shake that, and it just doesn't go away. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I said, just please, please, think about it and be careful out there, because it's really dangerous. And I have never, in the 5 years I've been doing this, I have never seen a season that's been this bad. And really, to think, I mean, honestly, our season didn't really start until a week ago, Friday, the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, let's see, well, almost 2 weeks ago. is when, you know, Memorial Day weekend really is when the season really started. And we had already had five drownings before then.
Wow.
Because we had an early season. And our season is going to go until the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
Our true season, now granted, if the weather's nice, obviously people will be out there in October and stuff. And there's been nine drownings already. So, you know, that's really frightening to think that we have until September. It's really scary. So, you know, the DNR is really hitting the water hard, you know, thankfully. And you know, around here we're real lucky being on the river. We've got, you know, fire departments that have boats, and we've got us and the DNR, and, you know, we've got all of that. So a lot of us are really starting to kind of get together, and we're all starting to say, hey, you know what? Normally it's just like the DNR that's out on the water, and the sheriff's department, the fire department, stuff like that usually goes out on the water during calls. We're all kind of kicking around the idea with emergency managers that, hey, you know what, maybe we need to start being out on the water on the weekends a little bit more, just because, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you guys, you know, for you guys to do that, that costs money. You know, does the city or the county or the state, do they take care of that? Or, you know, because I know that they're cutting back so much statewide on so many different things there, you know, different, what do you call it, sections, you know, and this, like the police department and everything else, they're just really cutting back on. And does that affect you guys, or are you guys volunteer only?
Well, where I'm at, we are nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
We are completely nonprofit. We were 70 years old last year. We were started December 29th of 1941.
Mm-hmm.
And we have gotten very lucky. We have a sheriff's department boat, we have the DNR boat, and we have a boat that the fire department runs in conjunction with the sheriff's department. But, and then, of course, there's us. Now, we are the largest search and rescue nonprofit that is not tied to any organization in the entire state of Iowa here. We do get funds from the County Board of Supervisors. We do all of our dispatching through our communications center, through the Sheriff's Department, the Police Department, through the Coast Guard. We get donations. We do community activities. Like, you know, we have a festival here, so we provide, like, the first aid and stuff for the festival. And, of course, you know, they give us really great donations. Big companies here. We have a lot of corporate companies here. A lot of their corporate offices are here.
Mm-hmm.
So they have, you know, they'll have things like fishing tournaments and big company corporate picnics and stuff. So we'll supply first aid and, you know, we'll be there for them just in case. And they're great supporters with great donations. But all of our stuff really comes from fundraising and donations. We do get some community grants through, like, community foundations. But, yeah, money's really tight. And it's tough. You know, you figure the manpower, for example, a normal recovery, if you're lucky, you can do a recovery within 24 hours if you're on it. If it's called in and you're on it and all of the conditions are right and you have enough manpower, you can do a normal recovery within 24 hours. Typically, a recovery can take anywhere from 2 days to 2 weeks. And if you think about that, and you think about the fire department, and you think about, like, Rock Island Arsenal, and you think about the sheriff's department, and all of that man hour time, that's a lot of overtime for these counties and their budgets. So they love having people like us who are all volunteers who go out and do this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
we appreciate
really,
you guys too. Because, I mean, I believe that there's so many different, you know, every state has some of you guys, and we're very grateful that you shared all that with us today. That's amazing. And appreciate it.
Well, we're lucky because, you know, we've got a great support system with, you know, our sheriff here, Dave, is great. And, you know, our fire guys are fantastic. And a lot of the departments that we work with and a lot of the different counties that we go to, I mean, we'll go anywhere. We will go anywhere. And we don't do just water. We do land, too. And the nice thing is that a lot of these organizations, you know, these fire departments and these sheriffs and these county emergency managers and stuff, they'll have trainings. And
right.
they'll call us and say, hey, we're doing a training, and normally it costs this much, but because you guys have helped us, we want you guys to come for free. So we get a lot of our training for free.
That's awesome.
And that's
the way communities do give back, you know, to support your
yeah.
communities. And, hey, thank all your emergency personnel in your community because, you know, your firemen, your volunteer fire department, you know, there's so many people that are out there that's doing great things. So, again, thanks, Anne, for sharing that with us. We're going to take another short break and listen to some more great music from Josh Turner and his new album out today called Punching Bag. If you have not purchased your copy of Punching Bag, make sure you do so by visiting iTunes, your local stores, Walmart, Target, and also joshturner.com. So right now, we all have a cold shoulder for some reason sometimes. So, Josh is really reading our minds today, isn't he? Anyway,
that's
here
for me,
is
right?
Here's another great song off of the new album of Josh Turner called Cold Shoulder. We'll be right back right here on Cutting Up Radio, The Morning Loop with the Morning Chicks.
If I'd have lied, if I'd have cheated, I'd understand. I've tried my best to be the perfect man. Now all I really want to do is hold her, but all she'd give a cold shoulder. I wish that she would tell me what she's going through, or go ahead and leave me if she's going to. But it's like she hasn't heard. I don't know the one.
Another great song by Josh Turner from his new album, out today, Punching Back. That is Cold Shoulder. If you haven't purchased your album yet, get out and purchase it. And if you don't want to leave the house, log on to iTunes or joshturner.com and download your copy today.
You want to help me have some fun?
Go ahead, Miss Ann. What you up to?
Want to help me be evil?
No. No evil on the show.
Oh, I got to tell you, this is funny. You'll have fun with this.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, this is fun.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Go ahead. Let's try this.
So I get up this morning and I call you, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
We're waiting to start the show in Sydney's. I'm in my office, which is also my spirit, my other room in Sydney's room. Sydney's bed, and she's like, "Arr!" She climbs into my bed, so she's in my bed sleeping. So.
You talked her out of her bed this morning?
She got mad. She's like, and I said, "Sydney, you know Mommy's got the show." She's like, "I don't care." And she goes and she's sound asleep in my bed now. Well, it's like almost 10 o'clock. She needs to get up. So we got to find something and, like, I want to take the phone in there and, like, wake her up.
So are you going and throwing ice on her? I'm just picking.
Oh, no, I want you to help me, like, wake her up.
Oh, let's not.
Yeah, let's. She's got to get
not.
Up anyways.
You know
She's
what?
She's got to get up anyways. It'd be fun.
Children need to sleep in.
No, she's
let
got, no, because she's got, no, because you know what she's doing this week? Sydney is one of the assistant teachers for first grade Bible school this week.
Awesome.
Yeah, so she's got to get up and get her shower and everything. So it would be really funny to wake her up. Because she's got to get up anyway, so I just thought it would be fun to wake her up.
Well, you know what? Put Josh Turner's Punching Bag song up to her ear, and I bet she wakes up. Because you are not going to believe this intro.
Okay, wait. Tell me when we're ready. Let's do it, like, right now.
Okay, here is the Josh Turner intro for the hit song off his new album, Punching Bag. And then we're going to listen to Punching Bag. And remember, you guys, you can download your copy of Punching Bag, the new album of Josh Turner's, by visiting his website at joshturner.com. You can download it on iTunes or you can go outdoors and purchase it at your favorite store out there. So right now, here is Josh Turner with his hit song, Punching Bag. We'll be right back right here on Cutting Up Radio, The Morning Loop with The Morning Chicks.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the traditional country music corner, standing in at 6 feet one and weighing 175 pounds, he hails from Hannah, South Carolina, USA. He is the tornado of testosterone, the bone-shaking baritone. Let's get ready to rumble with the unmistakable voice of Josh Turner.
The ropes shaking in my shoes. I take it on the chin till I'm black and blue. I'm a punching bag. I'm a punching bag. Punching bag.
pretty thick skin. Don't count me out, I just might surprise you when I swing back again. She broke her promise, and now she's gonna leave. When she floated like a butterfly, stung me like a bee. She took off the gloves and took a cheap shot. She left me hanging in a pretty tough spot. I'm a punching bag. I'm a punching bag. Just might surprise you when I swing back again. I wanna set the record straight. Everyday life is a heavy weight. You can tear me up, there ain't no doubt. Gonna knock me out. I'm a punching bag. I'm a punching bag. I've had enough of getting beat up. I'm a punching bag. Yeah, I've had enough of getting beat up. I'm a punching bag. Hit me all you want to. I got pretty thick skin. Don't count me out. I just might surprise you.
Another great song by Josh Turner and his new album, Punching Bag. That is the hit song, Punching Bag. How many of you can relate to that? Do any of you feel like you're a punching bag occasionally? I do. And I feel like I'm the one that gets hit all the time.
She is none impressed. She pulled the pillow back over her head. She's like, get out.
Yay. I told you, you got to let him sleep. Got to let him sleep.
She ain't impressed.
Well, hey, you know, make sure that you guys download Josh Turner and his new album today by either visiting iTunes, visiting his website at joshturner.com, or getting out and purchasing your copy at your store today. I believe they're $9.99 at Walmart. But anyway, go check it out. Tell us what you think. And, hey, when you purchase your copy, make sure you let us know on our Facebook page, also on Twitter as well. We want to know that you have purchased your copy of Josh Turner. Every song on here is amazing. I'm telling you, this is a great album, great music. You know, it's really hard to find an album, and Kenny Chesney's new CD is rocking too. But every song has a story, and every song is something that you guys and I can really, really relate to. So check it out, joshturner.com, and also on iTunes. Thanks again for listening to us.
Couple of things. Want to send out prayers to Robin Roberts at ABC, who is going through some health issues again. I love this woman's spirit, and I love her faith. And, you know, just sending healing thoughts and prayers to her as she goes through yet another challenge. She was diagnosed yesterday with myoplastic, myoplastic, I can't think of the last part of it, syndrome or something like that, which is part of something, it's part in her bone marrow. And thank God, almost something completely rare to ever happen. Her sister is an exact bone marrow donor match.
Awesome.
So she's going to undergo a bone marrow transplant. She went into remission from breast cancer, and now she's got this. And
she's truly an overcomer, you know. I mean, when you watch her on TV, she is always smiling. And, you know, she started here in Nashville on Channel 4.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's truly an amazing woman. Wow, can't say enough about her, the good things.
Yeah.
I mean, she has overcame so much and has truly inspired so many. And healing prayers to her.
Definitely healing prayers to her. And you know, she's got this amazing faith. And you know, she's a fighter. And she definitely is an inspiration. And, you know, we send nothing but positive thoughts to her. And, you know, everybody stand by her and in this fight, and just, you know, show her some support and just show her that we're all standing by her and that we believe in things with her. So,
right.
And then I just saw this come across my news feed. This just angers me.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Well, it just kind of goes along with what we were talking about a few minutes ago.
Oh, no. We're all like, oh, no.
Sandy Hook, New Jersey, yesterday, somebody called in a hoax that a boat exploded and that there was 21 people that were burned, and it was a hoax. And the Coast Guard was dispatched, and they spent hours upon hours upon hours trying to find these people, only to find out it was a hoax. And I just want to say to whoever did that, I hope they find you, and I hope they lock you up, because when you waste resources like that and you potentially put other people at risk who truly need the help of those people, and you take away from people who actually need that help because you want to sit back and think it's funny and watch, you deserve to be
locked. It's kind of like a 911 call, you know, like when you act,
yes.
Well, like when you call 911 accidentally or just for the joys of seeing if it worked. Yeah.
Yes.
Very true.
It is a federal felony, and you can face 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine, not to mention reimbursing the Coast Guard for everything. So I hope when they find you, you enjoy your 10 years. I hope you enjoy that fine. And I hope that I get to write you letters telling you, ha, 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 every day that you're an idiot.
Okay, enough. Enough negative, Miss Ann.
I do not like negative.
I know, but you just gave him a platform. You gave that person a platform, and we don't want to serve his purpose on our radio show. So we're just not going to deal with that one. God will deal with that. Hey, I wanted to invite all of you to stay tuned to our friends over at No Shoes Radio. Any of you have never listened to No Shoes Radio? Check them out, Kenny and John and Tambo over there. And as you know, John Anthony, I just love him to death. He's also over here in our Nashville station, country station as well. And amazing guys. Tune in today at 2 p.m. Eastern time to hear some amazing things. Don't know, so excited about hearing that. I know that Kenny and John are going to be doing some things. You know, we love our friends over at No Shoes Radio, so check them out. What else was I going to say?
We got the Olympics coming up.
Okay, we can talk about that later.
Yeah.
You know, we're fixing to close out our show. Today has been amazing. We were able to listen to some great Josh Turner tunes from his new album.
The album is cool.
You what?
I'm telling you, I like that album.
I know, it's amazing. I mean,
I like Josh Turner. I love his voice, but the thing I like about him too, I mean, I love that deep voice, but I kind of like the fact too that it kind of takes me back to Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I miss having that, you know, you can listen to the old Johnny Cash and stuff, but I mean, imagine what Johnny Cash would be like today. So it's kind of neat to think that he kind of, in a sense, kind of keeps that whole Johnny Cash thing alive.
The country roots, honey, the country roots.
Yeah, and he kind of puts a new spin on things, too. And, you know, Johnny Cash, as we all know, had some dark music, but, man, it just really touched your soul. And
the Merle Haggard, too.
Yeah.
Merle Haggard, too, you know?
Okay.
I know.
I got to ask. We all saw Willie and and Zach and Darius and Toby and Jamie pull me up and smoke me when I'm gone.
That was funny. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I know, and why doesn't, you know, one thing, we're going to close out the show now, but one thing that bugs me is these awards show, why don't they have Josh Turner on there or Rodney Atkins? You know, some of these really, really great country stars that are keeping the grassroots of country music. I mean, I love all the new artists. Grant you, I love artists. They're amazing. But I think, you know, you have to give a real fan favorite. You know, honestly, you know, all of these award shows, like, all these are fans voted in, fan this, fan that. I guarantee you the fans want to see more of these types of guys, you know, and girls. You know, come on, let's bring on some Josh Turner and some Rodney Atkins and some really great stars. And you know, these guys don't need award shows to be at the top. They're already there. But we want to thank you so much, Miss Ann, for joining us this morning on The Morning Loop. We want to thank all of our listeners. We want to thank the Josh Turner team for sharing the great music with us here on Cutting Up Radio so we can share with all of our listeners. We hope you have enjoyed our show this morning. Make sure you stay tuned for Thursday's show here on Cutting Up Radio, The Morning Loop, for more great news, headlines, and music. We also want to invite you to join us tomorrow. Josh Varentine will be on the Bull Riding Fan Connection radio show tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Central Time. If you have any questions for Josh, he's a CBR bull rider and is doing amazing. Going into Cheyenne, he is at the top of his game. So make sure you tune in tomorrow evening. That's Wednesday, 9 p.m. Central Time, right here on Cutting Up Radio for Bull Riding Fan Connection Radio with host Tammy Webster. So make sure you tune in. It's going to be a great show tomorrow night. Make sure you're following us on Facebook and also on Twitter. Make sure you're following ER Cowgirl on Twitter as well. And we appreciate each and every one of you. You guys rock, and we're so appreciative of you. And thanks for supporting the amazing artists and music that you hear on Cutting Up Radio, as well as us. We love it. So stay tuned again this coming Thursday at 8 a.m. Wake up with the Morning Chicks on The Morning Loop on Cutting Up Radio. Good day, everyone. We're going to close out the show with one last song from Josh Turner that you are going to find on his CD. We hope you purchase yours today, by the way. You better get out there and purchase it. But here is Deeper Than My Love by Josh Turner. Check him out at joshturner.com. Purchase his album on iTunes or at your local Walmart, Target, wherever you can find it. Today's the day. Go purchase it. Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.
Shovel and dig clear to China, but there's nothing, no, there's nothing deeper than my love. You can drop in the ocean in a deep diving submarine. You can sit on the bottom down where there's nothing sinking, but there's nothing. Than my love. Girl, there ain't nothing better than you and me together. It's now and forever, right down to the letter. And I won't ever, never, ever get enough. Cause there's nothing deeper than my love. Girl, you know I want you.
nothing longer and ain't nothing stronger. Baby, I'm yours, sure as there's a Lord above. And there's nothing deeper than my love.